Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. I'm Heather Filona, joined by Tina Godin. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm glad it's Friday and the weekend's here. I'm definitely looking forward to it. When I had posted for this originally, we had some changes. We weren't able to meet last week for the show, but then now we've got this this show, and we are intending to take a bit of a hiatus for a bit. You know, summertime's coming, and there's just, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and, you know, it kind of goes back to the topic that we are going to discuss tonight, is really just kind of alignment and knowing when things are alignment and things aren't and how to respond to that. So, you know, it's interesting because we had set the topic of the show for the original one to be about that. And then just kind of life got busy. Some things happened and, it was okay. So I'm trying to think, it seems like it's been so long ago. So that was last week when I was traveling for work. You had some things going on, and then we both experienced the death in the family, which was ironic. I don't know about you, but before the events leading up to that, I was getting little signs from spirit that I need to take a step back, and because it's going to, you know, as healers, we all tend to give so much to others and you know, our energy, but we also need the time for ourselves, right? And so that's one of the things that I knew it was coming. I didn't know what form, what was going to happen. And, but I did, one of the things that was quite surprising, which I've actually never experienced before, not to that degree and that blatant, but, you know, when I'm in yoga, I get a lot of downloads from spirit, especially Shavasana. I don't know what it is. I mean, I can meditate at my house and I get really good information. When I go out to nature, it's ridiculous, like the amount of messages I get. But something about yoga, I think just probably because I do like a hot, intense yoga afterwards, like the Shavasana, it's like my body just like, oh, like I'm done. And last Sunday, I believe it was it was 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks ago this Sunday. I got a very just clear message from spirit that there was going to be a passing in the family, and that, you know, just to be aware of it. And I can't even believe that. I hesitate to even say that out loud to people because it's not the common, like typically spirit is not going to, like, for whatever reason, there was a need for me to know that. And, you know, spirit, especially your guides and teams, work with you really well. And they, at that moment, being as calm as I was, they were able to communicate that to me, but then my heart started racing and they felt that. And so they immediately calmed down, you know, it's okay, it's going to be okay. We just need you to know, because you're going to need to take some space. And so it was just interesting because it really, it was just hard, you know, and I told my mom just because it was on my chest and I had to get it off of it. And I didn't know what to, like, I was like, somebody needs to know this because it's a heavy burden for me to bear right now. And then eventually, I mean, I guess it was the following week, that's when I found out about my aunt passing. And so it was very difficult, very hard. But I don't know. In that particular instance, I actually, it probably was best that I knew that, because I was traveling and I was away from home and I just felt like alone, but knowing that spirit was with me and that they were, you know, it was more of a, it was almost like a comforting, like, this is supposed to happen this way. And so I just understood that to be true and just, you know, dealt with it as such. But regardless, it is overwhelming, but I think the biggest thing around that is really understanding the alignment of whatever that is, like your guides, you know, communicating with you, what resonates within you. And so for me, it was in a weird, like in a, in an interesting way, I needed to experience that with spirit on a couple different levels. One, to trust and know that, they do see everything, and they are, they have my back and they're supporting me, because they told me that so I could kind of take a step back and start doing some reflecting. Because at that moment, I started evaluating all my relationships in life. And like, is there anyone that I feel like I need to make peace with? You know, what is there anyone I need to reach out to? And so I had that moment of pause. But then I think additionally, it's I needed to also experience that, because I know too, as we help other people through our channeled readings, we get a lot of information, and I understand the importance of sometimes people, like everyone wants the answers now, they want to know now, and the divine timing and things are so important to that. I think it was so important to know that, number one, the reaction of the individual, because I felt they acknowledged with me, my heart started racing when they told me that. And so that feeling of I needed to feel on the other side of that sometimes spirit is not going to give me a message for someone because they can't either take it, it's not the right time, or it's breaking code, basically. So so for me, it was a very interesting experience, but I was appreciative of that. And it just really taught me and reaffirmed the whole, knowing when you're in alignment, knowing and trusting your gut, trusting when things, and trusting your spirit team. I mean, once you build up that relationship, I would say 5 years ago, I didn't have this. I mean, the amount of information they're telling me without me even asking, and they've got my back to the extent of it's insane. I don't know what's happening right now, but they're giving me a lot of information, and it's all good. It's all helpful, but it's helping me choose different paths, is all I can say. So I don't know about you, what your experience.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, especially if, you're going along on a certain path, and then something just feels off, and you can totally feel it. When you're in alignment, it feels very fluid, and it feels very free. When things kind of get bumpy and off of alignment, you'll start noticing the energy around it. How does it feel in your gut? Does it feel off? Does it feel lower vibrational? And sometimes we're not aware of it because we're just going along day to day. And, so things will happen and in your life where you do take a step back, and spirit will be speaking with you because you've taken that time and that step back. It's like they force you. And I've had experiences where they pulled a rug right under my feet, and I'm going, what are you doing? What are you doing to me right now? And it's for the greater good. It's for my own good. And, it's funny because it makes you reevaluate and start to look at the pieces of, whatever it is that you're going through, and to make some adjustments and really be honest with yourself. Is this in alignment with me? Is this in alignment with my belief system? Is this in alignment with, who I am as a human being? And so it gets you to start questioning those things. And once you make those adjustments, spirit, they're clapping over there, and they're so happy, and things start to be, it's not so bumpy, and it's so much smoother, and it feels, you can feel it in your body, in your soul, that, this is the right decision to do for me at this moment. And, you do feel a lot better, and you feel even closer to spirit, because you're like, maybe at the time you're thinking, what are you doing to me? But then, once you realize what is happening and what is going on, then you're saying, wow, thank you. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for looking out for me. So that's my experience with, being in alignment, out of alignment. I mean, it happens to all of us, and it's going to do it again, and it's going to, it's going to change. It's going to happen again. And I think that's how we grow and we learn, through these experiences as well, on a soul level, just learning what that feels like, what that looks like. And so, yeah. I mean, if I look back to, even my earlier years, things now make sense of why, things happened. And, you look back and you're like, you have this like epiphany, like, oh my goodness, now I see why I had to go through that. Yeah. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting when you're saying that, because I'm experiencing this sort of weird, it's a deja vu type of energy that, you know, immediately when I started opening up to spirit and doing the channeling, they kept telling me that I need to study certain things so I can get a better understanding of when I try to, and for me, when I study and everything, it's not necessarily just for my own growth. It's because I know as a messenger for spirit that I need to study and know all that I can do and put it through my lens and my filter so that I can help others and communicate through them based off of the knowledge that I have within me. And, you know, there's a lot of things that they have been telling me to study on. I have to tell you, like, I'm having the realization of the fact that and it goes back to what you're saying, as humans, we do not comprehend and have the level of awareness that a soul does, our soul within us does. And there's been some interesting synchronicities that are happening that are like, years ago, spirit was telling me certain things and I didn't understand. And now I'm getting messages and I'm getting symbols. Like we're talking, like, it's crazy to me. It's crazy, but I know they've been pushing me in that direction, and this is where it's like I've got to, you know, that's where I kind of consider this too a little bit of a reprieve, because I've got to, it's time. There's some leveling up, and I have to commit myself to that so that I can understand the big picture. Because, you know, it's funny, spirit, we, in this human experience, things can be very traumatic, right? Because we are experiencing human things, and it's, oh my gosh. And on the outwards, it's like spirit is just like, it's all good. You guys got this. It's all right. Just, you know, you just figure out the matrix and you'll get yourself in it. It's all good. So I have to tell you, like a year ago, I probably would, the stuff that I'm saying, I'd be like, cuckoo, like, but I'm just evolving. I'm not the same person that I was. And so I think everyone has the same situation. And I think that's what's amazing about this journey. You can live a lifetime and not fully experience the extent of the soul's evolution through this lifetime. But I'm going to do my damnedest, because I know my brain capacity is very difficult. It's hard to wrap my head around some of the concepts and the understandings of the alignment of all these things. But one thing I know to be true is that as I educate myself through different things, like I had a friend reach out and very synchronistically tell me about the Emerald Tablets. And it was like, wait a second, I didn't know about this. And some of these, the images and the messages coming through, spirit has told me about before, but now the pieces are coming together. And this was years ago. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God. So it's like the stars are all aligning and connecting to where I just understand things on a deeper level. But it's a process, you know, and it's interesting. And the Emerald Tablets indicated this, and this is something that I know to be true. And I've recently discovered in a way that my words will not suffice, is that, our soul knows everything. Everything is, and when they say the truth is within you, it is within you. It is absolutely there. It is just waiting to be activated. And as I read that, you know, it was indicating that there's going to be some people that read this that laugh at it, and there's going to be others that it activates what's already within their soul. And I'm like, yes, like,
yeah,
that is exact, that, and that's a truth that I just recently like, how did I know that? Because it's always been within me. I just activated it. So aligned with how it existed. And so that's why it's so important that, you know, I think us all as light workers, we want to help people see the truths that we've come to, you know, because spirit is the greatest teacher. They teach all the time. And, but with that being said, we are not like, truth is within you. And so if I say something and it doesn't resonate with someone, it's either one, it's not the time, two, it's not your truth or belief, or three, it's just my, I don't know, it just doesn't, you don't have to take it. But that's the thing. There's things that I've been told in the past, I was like, no, that I don't resonate. And years later, I'm like, I get it. And so it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I go on a tangent, but
No.
It's just...
It is. They're amazing. Spirit is so amazing. And, you know, sometimes they surprise me, too. You know, I'll be not even consciously aware that I either want to know something, need to know something. You know, you're going about your day-to-day, and then they just make it happen. I mean, something will spark an idea or a thought or something, and then I start investigating as to why, and I needed to know that. I needed to know that for a reason, whether it be for my own self, whether it be, you know, me teaching someone else that, because it'll come up in a reading, which is, you know, to me, it's like, when this, you know, I don't know, I know you've experienced it, Heather, but when these things will come up in a reading and you have this, like, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, that's exactly why I saw this 2 days ago, because I needed to know this for this particular reason for this particular sitter. And I noticed that that happens a lot too. So, and that's awesome. And that's the alignment and the synchronicities are just, they're mind blowing to me. I mean, sometimes I'm like, how in the world, you know? But they're amazing, and it's, you know, it's like we really don't have any control. Once you realize that, too, it's like, because I'm the type that likes to, like, micromanage and control everything. But when you realize that you don't really have the control, and they know what they're doing, and that's the thing. It's like once you do that surrendering and that acceptance and that surrendering, and it's like the flow gets easier and the flow gets lighter. And once you do that surrendering, I mean, I found that in my own experiences, it's like, okay, you know, this is happening. So push me in the right direction, send me something. And, you know, here we go. So,
I'm a very, absolutely everything you said, but I'm also a very, like, I have an inquiring mind in terms of the scientific aspect of it. So I'm also very intrigued by those things that are like, I get spirit is there's like, it's all predetermined. It's all there. It's done. Like the fact that they communicated that to me a week and a half before my aunt had passed, like I knew that it was like, they're all knowing, they see it all. Like it's already been done. And to me, there's nothing that could have been done to prevent that. It was already predefined, but It's just fascinating because there's just so many layers, and it's like we haven't even scratched the surface of understanding it. And so I think, you know, this pulls in the quantum physics. I know this gets into, this is the biggest thing. Spirit is like, I know, like, you have a human brain, but you've got to try to really understand. But I'm a type of person, I want to understand it from an application perspective. Like, I want you to show me. And so they've been showing me interesting things that are applying the quantum physics. For example, what they had communicated to me, that's an example of it. It has already taken place, and so therefore we are communicating to you this. And so that's hard, but I'm starting to understand it, and it's just weird. I don't understand. I'm still processing it myself, but it's amazing. And so I'm kind of past the point anymore of like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? Spirit's amazing. It's like, I get it. Now I just want to, now I want to crack the code. That's all I could say. I want to understand deeper level. Like I want to know.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's been interesting too, and I'm fascinated. As of late, I don't know if you're experiencing this. I don't know if this is a burn off of the moon or what, but ever since kind of these things lately, I've been waking up right around 2 to 3 in the morning, and it's like I think I'm waking up, but I'm not waking up, and I'm being communicated to. So that sounds weird. I had a lady actually come in and say some things to me, and I've been going places. I don't know what this is. I don't know what's happening, and I can't believe I'm saying it out loud, but there it is. I'm weird. Okay.
No, you're not weird. No, no. I've had those experiences too, where, and it's happened all different times of the day where, you know, like sometimes I'll take a nap because sometimes I do work the third shift. So I'll be napping during the day, and, you know, you'll be astral traveling, and it's bizarre to me. I mean, I remember reaching out to someone when it first happened, like, what is this? What is happening? You know? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, these things, these things do happen. I mean, as you evolve, right, you know, you're going to have these experiences. And so it's important to have an open mind. You know, that's the thing is I always tell people, you know, just have an open mind about it. And as you said, you know, stated earlier, you know, it may not resonate with you right now, or you may not, you know, but people evolve continuously. And there's growth there, you know, that's continuous. So it may resonate later on, a few years from now. Who knows? But it's an individualized thing, really, our experiences and so what we go through. So, oh, yeah, like, and this moon thing, I don't know what's been happening, but since this moon, it's like, I don't know. I became like this, speaking my truth even more. Like, I just don't have time, really, to, you know, put up with anything anymore. So, and it's like, and I've said to my family, like, what is going on with me, you know? And usually I'm just, like, very passive. I just, like, go with the flow and chill. And lately I've just been, you know what? This is how I feel about this. This is, it's not working for me. And whatever the situation may be, and I'm like, who is this person? So, you know, That's we funny. All go through these shifts and these changes and... It is really funny. So I'm evolving as well. And what's that?
When all else fails, blame it on the moon, you know?
Yeah, it's blame it on the moon for sure. It's so funny.
Now it's awakening what's within. So, yeah, absolutely. So it's just fascinating. I could talk about this topic forever, but I know we've got some callers, so I don't know if we want to jump into that and go.
Absolutely. I am ready. Awesome. Okay, so we are going to start with area code 207.
Click the button to download and get started.
Hello.
Hi, 207. Hi. You're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Kathy, and I'm calling from Caribou, Maine.
Hi, Kathy. What is your question this evening?
I was just wondering... If there's any possible way you could reach out to my loved ones.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So hi, Kathy. This is Heather. Just really quickly, I know you're asking, but I want to couple things, touch on two things with you, right? I want to talk about your throat area. I don't know if there's been some things going on with, like, your throat chakra or if you even, like, I don't know if you've – I just feel like I want to talk about something going on in the throat area. You're not a smoker, are you?
Actually, yes, I am.
Okay, all right.
That's one of my downfalls. That's not good.
I know. So, yeah, all right. So I feel like that's something – I'm sure you already know that you need to work on that. I feel like you're a nervous smoker. Like, do you understand this? Like, you
correct.
Get nerves.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Yeah. So I feel like if you can get some silly buddy or something and find something to distract your energy, oh my gosh, because I feel like as I'm tuning into you, I physically feel a ball of energy. And I also have to tell you, I feel like your energy, you are like the, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? But you don't check in with yourself. Do you understand that? Like, you are very
that
much.
That is me, yes.
Yeah. And so I really feel like this goes back to what we were talking about in you know, kind of taking the space. This is exactly what we were talking about. You know, as caregivers and such, we tend to give a lot to others, but we don't always at the sacrifice of our own health and sanity. And so I feel like it would be really important for you to just really check in with yourself as well. And actually, I have a ginormous, I feel like he's coming through with a big, I don't know if he's larger than life or he's just presenting himself that way. But it's a very big man. He's coming in like just a huge man. And I feel like this would be, I don't know if this was your grandfather or what this is, but I just feel like he's this sort of protector energy for you.
Right.
Yeah, he's making me feel like he would be a grandfather. It's funny because my son loves Bigfoot and he's coming in like he's a Bigfoot. So, not sure what that is, but he's sort of just like this massive energy. But I also want to really quickly too, I do want to talk about, did you recently, with your glasses, change your glasses? Are you going to get glasses? What's the deal with the glasses?
Yes. I didn't get them yet, but yes, it's a necessary appointment.
Okay, make the appointment, because I literally, like, I'm like, am I, because they wanted me to bring it up again, and I'm like, do I have my glasses on right now? And they're like, no, but she needs to get them. So,
okay,
you need
that, wow, you're really flipping me out. You just did well in that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yep, yeah,
you
so,
did really well, yep. Heather, take my word for it.
Yeah, so get your vision care of. So, but this grandfather that's coming forward, this energy, he's just really surrounding you guys with love. And I feel like he's just got a lot of love around you. And I don't know if you guys recently got together. I mean, of course, it was just Easter. But I also want to talk about a family event where people got together and the feeling of it being different but special. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Now, this I can, yes, it was different because technically, we didn't get together, but this I can guarantee you. We stayed very close in contact with each other.
More
than ever.
So, but your energies were together. There was something about it.
Yes.
So that's a good distinction there. That's a really good thing that you just said, because that's a way of further communicating, that just because you weren't physically together, your energies were with each other. And so that people,
absolutely.
You know, energy is real, and so I may not be able to be physically there with you, but if I give you my energy, it's there. So that's awesome. So he's acknowledging
that. And
it was
heavy.
Yeah, yep. He's acknowledging that. He was there as well, and so I felt like it was a little emotional, but I feel like it's a sense of pride of the coming together, and so.
150%, you just got that right on the nail.
Awesome. Well, good. I'm glad that was helpful. Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, you were, because, no, that's exactly the way it happened.
Okay.
So, but I know that Heather, since you're on a roll, if you were, I'm sorry, but you're doing well. If you were to actually look into me right now, do you see good? Do you see negative? Do you see? I'm not asking for health questions here because I understand that.
Yeah.
But I have a lot coming up. Anything, I mean, that you can see, I'd appreciate it.
I cannot overemphasize the fact that it's really important for you to take care of yourself. Because I feel I'm being shown you push a lot down as well. You naturally tend, but I also, gosh, I'm being taken to, and I don't have my thing with me. Spirit's showing me a part of the body, and I'm still learning that. There's something deep down. There's something in, I don't know if this is like kidney area. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. But it's
possible.
Down in that area. Okay.
Yep.
So. I see it being a little dark, the energy in that space. And, okay, so you understand what I'm saying. Okay, so.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you need to focus on yourself is what I can give you for that. You need to take care
of
yourself and your. And I would really, you know, I would definitely, I think it would be best for you to stop smoking as well. So I think that would be really good for you.
Right. And this, I know that you don't appreciate if I speak back, but I'm going to be honest with you. A nodule was found on my lung. And this was quite a while back, but I've ignored it.
Yeah. I think you need to.
So that may
be
what you're picking up in the lung.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I appreciate I appreciate the context there. Yeah. I definitely just take care of yourself, you know, just definitely take care of yourself. So,
right.
I think there's an opportunity for new beginnings with you. I really see that a lot.
Thank you, hon.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Buddy, you are very gifted, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. You are very gifted.
I don't know what's happening here.
Well, he's it off of me. I'll put it that way.
I'm just a medium.
You know, not so. because normally, you know, nobody hits direct on like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of surprised me.
But well, thank you.
It must be your, how shall I say, your great partner there, too, probably putting in the energy. You two, I think, have a lot of good energy together.
Absolutely.
No, I think you do.
Oh, thank you.
You know how some people
That's
just
awesome.
Click? You know how some people just click together?
Yeah.
I think you two do.
Oh, that's so
because,
sweet.
Because, I mean, Heather,
they want, they're like, you need to work with Tina. Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's just like you guys are just like glue and paper.
Oh, you're so
because
sweet.
Nobody, I've done a lot of readings in my life, received a lot, but nobody has ever hit this close as you just have, Heather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I'm kind of like blown back a bit. How's that?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. But do like so the do take care of yourself, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I promise. I'm already on the road to that, and I appreciate you taking the time for me.
Absolutely.
May God bless the both of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope
you
to catch up with you both soon.
All right, Kathy.
God
Thanks,
love.
Kathy.
Heather just hit on everything I needed, honey, so we're good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, well, you have a good evening.
Lots of light and love.
Oh, same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she is so sweet. Okay, so this takes me here to, let's see here, area code 205. Hi, 205, you're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Patricia. Oh, my goodness, I didn't know I was coming up so fast. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, lady?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What is your question for us this evening?
My question is, I think I talked to you ladies, it's been maybe about a month ago, and we spoke about an ex of mine that we were together about 5 years, and we ended it for about a year. It's been about 13 or 14 months now, and he has started to come around, and he seemed to be moving, I don't know, to me, a little too fast for me. But ultimately, do you guys see this coming back together really being a good fit and working out long-term? We were about to get married. So do you see us getting to that point again and it being successful? I guess that's my question.
So hi, Patricia. This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
First of all, is there, let me just, because this is the first thing I wrote down. So are you also looking to, like, change jobs or something? Is there something going on with a job change?
I'm actually off work right now because I'm completing prereqs for the nursing program. And so I have another week in school, and then I'll submit June 1st for the August semester of the nursing program.
Okay. I see a job coming for you. I'm just going to tell you that. There's something with a job.
Great.
I'm not sure. So, yeah, so just know that. But I have to tell you, so it's interesting. I have to, the way that I'm going to say this is not going to answer your question in probably the sense of what you're looking for, but I just need to leave it with you. Your definition of like a relationship in sort of marriage will change. I see you being along and steady with him. I feel like you guys have this sort of like ride or die relationship to where it's just a constant, it's a it's a comforting, there's a feeling of like consistency, but I don't feel mm-hmm. like it's going to be, and that's okay, because again, we as society put standards on, well, you have to be married or you have to date for X number, like whatever. Like at the end of the day, you guys are soul connected and that's all that matters. So if you want to call that a marriage, if you want to call that a soulmate, whatever you want to call that, that's fine. But I do, your energies are already back together, but I feel like what I see and what occurs is that I also feel like he's got some things going on right now that he's fairly busy to where he's distracted. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that makes you feel like, okay, but it's not that his energy is not with you. He's just got some distractions going on. I feel like you're just a steady, you guys, there's a steady energy with the two of you guys. I don't feel like, so when you say, is it going to last? I absolutely do feel like that. He will always, always be in your life. And that I know to be true. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what I get on it.
Okay.
Hi, Patricia. This is Tina. Right away, I picked up on just lots of love. Mm-hmm. You know, with the two of you together, and it just, it feels very positive. It does feel like it can go in that direction. It feels like you both want it to go in that direction. But again, I am picking up the same thing as Heather, where there just seems to be a lot of distractions. I think once things stabilize, with yourself and with him as well, because I think you're each individually going through this transition, but it's kind of mm-hmm. like you're going together in this transition is what I'm being shown. You're walking side by side though. So even though there's some changes on your end and changes on his end as well, it's coming together. You're doing it together is what I'm being shown. The other thing I'm picking up, and I don't know, I'm getting like a mother energy. Would you have a mom in spirit or someone like that was a mom in spirit?
That's a good question because home health is temporarily what I'm doing. When I do work, and like I said, I've been off for just a short period now because the end of the semester is classes seem to really needed my attention. And but if this is the person that I'm thinking of, she I was with her when she passed.
Okay.
So can I say her first name or last name?
Well, just give me 1 second. Let me just let you know what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing and hearing. So I'm getting the image of a mother figure, someone very motherly and nurturing, and she makes me feel like and I was seeing a hospital bed, so I that was my next question is were you there by her side, because she's making me feel like even though she was going through what she was going through, she was so concerned with everybody else other than herself. She gives me this feeling. Yes. Okay. And the other name I'm picking up, and I don't know if it's her name or somebody, it could be somebody in spirit or in the living, but attaches. I'm just hearing the name Sally is what I'm hearing. And I also hear a Wendy. So I don't know if you can connect to those two names associated with this person. I don't know if you work with someone with those names. Can you understand that?
I don't.
Okay. Sally, I'm hearing Sally very, very clear again, and that's what I'm hearing. It's like I don't know if there was somebody in her family named Sally, because she just keeps saying the name Sally, and I'm seeing another lady with her, like trying to take care of her. It's a younger person, female, and it does feel like somebody is in her family because what she's showing me in the image is she's just standing right by her, by her side. So I don't know if it was somebody in her family with that name. The other thing she's showing me is she's got a little bit of a spunkiness to her too. Mm-hmm. And she's just, and she's showing me that she just wasn't, she was very sweet, yes, but she was also, when you least expect it, kind of, say that spunky, sentence or mm-hmm. whatever, where you're not really expecting it from her. And,
yes.
And people would be surprised. So She's popping in, and what she's telling me is that she is with you, and she's helping you during this transition time right now. She's also, yeah, she's making me feel like she's guiding you, like pushing you into this, you know, into this new path that you're on, because that is exactly what they're showing me, is this path with this gentleman together. So she sends you a lot of love. She's just putting her hand on her heart. And yeah, she just wants you to know that she is with you. She sees, you know, everything you're going through, and to know that you do have that support from her, and she loves you very much.
Oh, my God, I love her, too. I miss her so much. Yes. Thank you so much, Tina, for that. Thank you.
You're so
welcome. And it was funny. I was kind of smiling, Tina, when you were, because I was feeling her energy as well. And so there's also something, too, with, it's kind of a funny, when you were talking about the personality, something about with hair, like her hair and the, like the gray or something. Do you understand this, Patricia? It's kind of a joke about her hair.
Oh, yes. I think this is it, but you know, she had beautiful, beautiful, long, long hair. It was very beautiful. So yes. And she would sort of have it up. Well, let me think. It was just so beautiful and long.
But
even
Go ahead.
No, it was just beautiful hair. It was beautiful and long and thick.
Okay, yeah. She's making me feel like she was kind of like her hair was her thing, but there was also like the feeling of like, I don't know, like the grays or something like that bothered her. Do you understand that?
Yes, and she still would go to the hairdresser, you know, and it would just be so pretty. Yes, she was something.
I love that.
She was something else, in a very special, beautiful way. And then she took care of everyone, Tina, like you said. I want to say, Lord, please don't let me get it wrong, because she was a social worker. So, oh my God,
you
would be going over there to take care of her, and she would be taking care of you. Patricia, make sure you go in there and do your homework, and don't worry about cleaning this, and don't worry about doing that. You have a test tomorrow. I'm supposed to be over here looking after you. How are you looking after me? So, yeah, oh my God, I just miss her so much. I'm welling up because everybody was like family. When you walked in a house, God, you were like family. You were never at work when you were supposed to be at work. So she was beautiful. But thank you both for that. I get so emotional.
You're so welcome. Patricia, what is her first name?
Her name is Judy. Judy.
She's so beautiful. She feels so nice, and her energy is just so warm and loving. But my goodness. Yeah, thank you.
I have one more thing. She's a talker. She's like, but wait, do you have something going on your teeth that you need to go get checked out in the back?
On my teeth?
The dentist, like checking out, she's making me feel like you need to go to the dentist.
Well, I do have a place. Yes. Not my cheek. It's not the tooth.
No, I said the tooth. It's in your mouth. She's showing
the tooth.
You.
Yes.
Okay. Because she's ragging on you to go. You need to go get that taken care of. Like the back tooth.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
And she met my ex before, so I made sure I took him over there so she could meet him. And she thought he was she gave me a good report. She did. So
that's wonderful.
I just wanted to ask about him because I didn't want to I felt like something else is kind of going on with him. I did feel that, and I felt I'm okay because I'm not waiting around per se, but, you know, if things did come together, I would be open for that too. I guess if that makes any sense.
That's a really good attitude and a really good place to be with it. So don't have any expectations and
right.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, that's the biggest problem too, I think, is, you know, I had a friend that dated a man for 9 years and was like, okay, well, it's about that time. And so they got married and they were married for 9 months and they broke up. So I'm just saying,
wow.
Like, you do you and what works for you, and don't have to, you know, you guys are going to have a different definition of what a relationship looks like. It's going to be non-traditional, but it's going to work for you guys, and that's all that matters. So.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, so much again. Thank you so much. God bless
you. You're so
welcome.
Oh, God bless you as well, Patricia.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Download and get started.
Okay, let's see. We have one more caller.
All right.
Let's see here, area code 330. Hi, 330. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Did you say Pam?
Kim
from
Hi,
Ohio.
Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you this evening?
I was wondering about a relationship with someone I knew in grade school.
That's funny. I just wrote that down, and I was showing Tina. We're on a Zoom. I'm like, that's what she's got. Relationship, yeah. That's funny. I have proof. Anyway, hi, Tim. This is Heather.
Hi.
So, you guys, I feel like this is one of those things where I feel like this is a recent come about. Like, I feel like I don't know if you guys recently interacted with each other or there's, like, you know, you've been showing up in the same spaces or what this is, but I feel like it's more, like, I feel like it's a little bit more casual right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, we just went to a reunion a couple weeks ago, and he's been texting me funny little things, but, gosh, I had a crush on him forever.
Yeah, it's playful right now, and I think it's fun, and it's really kind of serving your, like, I feel like it's a fun, flirty, playful relationship right now. I don't get a sense of, like, this is the love of your life. Like, I'm not getting that. Like, I'm not getting that it's going to be that. It doesn't mean it's not going to. But I feel like there's a timing thing. This goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. I do feel like timing is key here. But I also feel like, I don't know if you would know this to be true, but as I'm tapping into him, I feel like he's got some things going on as well. I want to talk about his mom, and I feel like, I don't know if him and his mom are close, or there's a connection there as well, but I want to talk about him and his mom. Do you understand that?
His mom passed away very young.
Okay, so then his mother's energy is coming forward right now because I feel this connection with the mother. So this makes sense. Okay, because I also feel like there would be some, I just feel like there's some emotional things attached to that with him as well. Do you understand that? You may not, but whatever spirit steps, what's that?
I don't know that much about that part of his life, no.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, I just feel like he's, I don't know. I feel like you guys do have a connection. I think it'll be fun, but I think there's a little bit of emotional detachment for him, but it's not just you. That's just what I get from his energy right now. So I don't know, Tina, if you're getting something different.
No, I'm actually getting the same things. In trying to tune into his energy, it just feels kind of distant. Is the way that I can describe it. It just feels kind of far off a little bit. Not to say that this isn't a possibility, because we all, you know, we all have free will, and there's that potential of this happening. But, you know, as Heather pointed out, it does feel flirty, and it feels like, you know, it just feels very, very new. But it just feels like it's in a distance right now. The fact that he is in my view, though, that tells me that possibility is there, because spirit would just show me, they wouldn't show me anything. I wouldn't be able to see anybody stepping forward. So I am seeing that. The other thing that I am feeling also is to, you know, just be yourself. Try not to analyze everything. You know, have fun with it, with this newness also. You know, sometimes when we have those expectations, just like the caller before, that can put a lot of stress on, you know, the flow of things. So I would just suggest, because it feels to me that it just needs to kind of go in its flow. And, you know, the possibility is there. I mean, it does feel positive. It doesn't feel negative at all whatsoever. I do see light around them. And so I think, you know, this is something that, you know, I would definitely pursue. I would definitely get your flirt on and engage in this, you know, relationship. And, you know, it feels like it's going to build from, you know, a friendship and then move onward. It's got that potential, you know, and that's the thing. So just keep an open mind about that, Kim. And that is what I'm picking up. So I hope that helps.
Well, sure. Anything positive is good.
Yeah.
I did. And I did pull a card, too, for you as well. And what popped out, interesting enough, was the gamble card. And it says here, taking chances, jumping in with 2 feet, and risk-taking. And so it's a picture of a woman, in a long flowing dress going through an open door. And she's walking up some steps, and she's walking onto a pathway into new, like a forest, or is what it looks like. So it's, and so that's the card that came out for you. So that just, you know, validates everything, you know, that Heather and I both said about, you know, taking chances and trying something new.
That's appropriate. Thank you.
Do you know that he has a sibling that he may have kind of taken care of, or is I don't know if he's like the oldest or something?
He was oldest. He has a sister 2 years younger than himself.
Okay, because that's what his mom is showing me as well. And so that makes sense. Yeah, so that's just a validation of, I just was asking her, like, if this is, like, what we're getting is accurate, please just give me that. And she was showing me, was actually seeing a smaller girl and him feeling like he was a little bit of a parental type to her, feeling of, like, being mm-hmm. that type. Not that he had to raise her, but there was that emotional aspect that he had to take on as a result of that. So, but he's a good guy, and I think it's fun, and, you know, it's good and fun for you. And, yeah, just like Tina said, enjoy it. And I think it has potential, without a doubt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're so
thank
welcome.
You.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that concludes our callers for this evening.
Gosh, wow.
At the end of the show.
Yeah, it was great. Good fun. It's always nice connecting with you, Tina, and all the callers. I really enjoy it. This, so we are, like I mentioned before, we are taking a little bit of a hiatus. We will definitely be back, and we just, Tina and I are going to, we're trying to figure out the right formatting too. We're thinking about maybe doing it via YouTube, and then we still want to be able to do calls, and so we're trying to kind of figure out what makes most sense there, maybe like a gallery style. And so just kind of honoring whatever messages we get from Spirit and letting Spirit pick the people versus, you know, the other way around. So we'll see. I think it'll be very exciting. I know that a little space is needed for that to be the next level, you know, figuring out what that
works.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I'm super excited. Definitely need to figure out what that looks like and get back at it. So, we'll keep everyone informed. If you want to get a hold of Tina, it's messagesofcomfort.com. And she's also got Messages of Comfort, a Facebook page, I believe, as well, where you can get a hold of her there. And any questions about, you know, what we're doing, reach out to her or myself. I can be reached at heatherfilona.com. I'm also Medium on a Mission on YouTube, as well as Instagram, and Tina's on Instagram as well. So we will keep you informed in terms of the formatting and where we're going to do this. You know, I started this about 6 months ago, and Spirit told me that this is this particular format, it's probably going to be about 6 months, and it was almost exactly. And so, you know, for this particular, and so now I know that there's a change that will be occurring. And so I'm super excited because I just know that Spirit's guiding and they have bigger plans for everything. So I'm super excited. I really love connecting with people. I know Tina and I are both excited about that. So,
yeah.
So I guess we're signing off for now, and then we'll figure out the communicate out as we go.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and thanks to all the callers and the listeners for our show. We really appreciate you guys, and we hope everybody has a great evening.
Everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.